You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish launches a brand new series on the gifts of the Spirit, starting with a gift that is often misunderstood but absolutely essential, the Word of Wisdom. What is it? How does it work? And how can you recognize when the Holy Spirit is speaking? Our key verse for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, "For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit." Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Awaken to Deliver. Last week, we laid a foundation for the gifts of the Spirit. What they are, who gives them, why they matter, and how we're called to walk in them with love and power. But now we begin a new journey, one that takes us into the specific gifts listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And today we begin with the first one mentioned, the word of wisdom. Now let me be clear right from the start. This is not natural intelligence. This is not being clever, having a high IQ, or giving good advice. This is a supernatural revelation from the Spirit of God, given in a moment for a divine purpose. It's not something that you learn. It's something the Holy Spirit gives. And when He gives it, it doesn't just sound wise. It carries the power and presence of God behind it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 says, "For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit." This gift doesn't come from education or experience. It comes through the Spirit. That means this is not about what you know. It's about what God wants to say through you. Now, to truly understand this, we first need to recognize that the word of wisdom is directional. It's a now word from God that gives clarity about what to do next. It's insight from heaven that cuts through confusion and reveals the path forward. It may be a single sentence, a strategy, a Spirit-led decision that no human reasoning could have produced. But when it's spoken, it brings breakthrough. Now let me take you to Scripture. One of the clearest examples of the word of wisdom is found in 1 Kings chapter 3. King Solomon is confronted with a case between two women, each claiming to be the mother of the same baby. There are no witnesses, no way to prove the truth by human means. But Solomon, under the power of the Holy Spirit, says something radical. He says, "Cut the living child in two and give half to one and half to the other." Now, clearly Solomon had no intention of harming the child. This wasn't cruelty. It was divine strategy. As soon as he spoke, the real mother cried out in mercy, revealing her identity. The situation was resolved, not with evidence, but with wisdom from above. And so, what was the result? It says that when all Israel heard about the judgment which the king had handed down, they feared the king, because they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to administer justice. That's what the word of wisdom does. It reveals that God is present. It exposes deception. It brings direction. It administers justice, and it leaves no room for doubt that the Lord is at work. Now, this reminds me of something that Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 13. "We also speak these things, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words." The word of wisdom is not just good advice. It's God's voice. And when the Holy Spirit speaks it through you, it carries weight. It carries presence. It carries authority that breaks chains and opens doors. So let's shift to the New Testament and look at the life of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 22, the Pharisees tried to trap him with a political question. Is it lawful to pay the poll tax to Caesar or not? If Jesus says yes, he offends the Jewish people who resent Rome. If he says no, he can be charged with rebellion. But Jesus, walking in perfect step with the Spirit, responds with a word of wisdom. Show me the coin used for the poll tax. Whose image and inscription is this? Caesar's, they said. Then Jesus said to him, then pay to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Boom. Trap dismantled. Agenda exposed, and the Spirit of wisdom glorifies the Father once again. The word of wisdom is strategic. It's surgical. It exposes what's hidden. It protects what's holy. And it pierces through the schemes of the enemy with precision and clarity. And this ties into Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, a prophetic picture of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. That same Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom, rests on every believer filled with the Holy Spirit. And that means this gift is available to you. Now, here is where it gets really interesting. The word of wisdom often shows up when you least expect it. You're in prayer. You're in a tough conversation. You're facing a situation where the answer isn't clear, and suddenly, a thought comes to your spirit. It wasn't from your own logic. It's a divine nudge, a solution, a sentence, and when you speak it, peace enters the room. That's the word of wisdom. It's not always dramatic, but it's always effective. James chapter 3, verse 17 gives us a beautiful description of what real wisdom looks like. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peace-loving, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial, free of hypocrisy. That's your test. The word of wisdom will never manipulate. It won't shame. It won't twist scripture or serve selfish motives. It will reflect the character of God. Pure, peace-loving, gentle, full of good fruit. Let me take you to another example now in Acts chapter 15. The early church is wrestling with a massive controversy. Should Gentile believers be required to follow the law of Moses? The debate is heated. The church is on the edge of division. And then James, the brother of Jesus, stands up and speaks a word of wisdom. It is my judgment that we do not cause trouble for those from the Gentiles who are turning to God. We see this in Acts chapter 15, verse 19. With that one statement, the controversy is resolved. Unity is restored. Direction is established. And they send a letter to the churches saying, "For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden." Now, did you catch that? It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. That's what happens when the word of wisdom is in operation. It agrees with what the Spirit is doing. It brings confirmation. It produces peace, and it brings clarity in the middle of chaos. So with that in mind, what I want to focus on next is this. This gift is not reserved for the platform. It's for the living room, the prayer meeting, the counseling session, the decision that you're facing today. The word of wisdom is meant to flow into everyday lives of spirit-filled believers. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, "But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." That includes you. And if you've ever been in a moment where something came out of your mouth that you knew wasn't you, if it brought peace, direction, or breakthrough, you may have already operated in this gift and didn't even realize it. So let me challenge you with this thought as we end today's episode. What situations in your life right now need a word of wisdom? Are you facing a decision where logic isn't enough? Is someone you love stuck in confusion and needs clear direction? Are you praying for a breakthrough but unsure of what to do next? Ask the Holy Spirit. He speaks. He gives wisdom. And when he releases that word, everything changes. You weren't called to walk in confusion. You were filled to function. And the Spirit wants to speak through you, not just to reveal truth, but to give direction that leads people straight into the will of God. Now, tomorrow, we will continue this series by exploring why the word of wisdom is so powerful, what it accomplishes in the body of Christ, and how God uses it to release heaven's strategy on the earth. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.